Good evening, everyone. Welcome to WCRI's Music Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. I'm your host, Mike Maynard, and with us as a special guest is Pierre Massey. Welcome, Pierre. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate being here.
You are a longtime musician in the state of Rhode Island, involved with lots of music. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my background is principally choral music. I studied at Westminster Choir College in New Jersey. I graduated in 83, and subsequently director of music at about four churches in Rhode Island in the last 30 years. Organist, choir director, things like that.
And today people would find you at what church?
Oh, they'd find me at St. Jude's Church in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Great church.
It's beautiful. A big parish. Yeah, it's
big,
a wonderful
building.
It is a beautiful building, just redone. The interior has just gone.
Now, see, that shows you how old I am. I remember when it was built, so now you're saying it's just redone. So
there. Yeah, it's a giant external side. Mm-hmm. It looks like a volcano.
Right.
Right on the corner of River Road.
River Road and
Front Street.
Front Street and Lincoln.
Beautiful. So I direct the choirs there. I have four choirs. I have an adult choir, a children's choir, and a little cherub, little 3 and 4 year old children. And that's a delightful, joyful thing. And then we have a 4.5 octave bell choir. Yeah, that's very, very exciting.
And they're with the gloves and everything, right?
They wear the gloves. They're disciplined bell ringers.
There you go.
And I'm the organist and choir director there for all these groups.
Excellent. And you're a longtime Rhode Islander.
I grew up here.
Grew
I was
up?
Born in Rhode Island.
And what town?
I grew up in Pawtucket. In the St. John the Baptist parish, and mm-hmm. then my father and mother bought a house in Darlington, and my dad was also a church musician.
Wow.
And my mom sang.
Keeping the line going.
Yeah, we are. Trying to. And actually my daughter, who is now living in Chicago, and she's currently a cantor in a church in Chicago in Rogers Park, and she has also got the singing bug.
Great. Well, that's a good thing. As you know, I'm very proactive singing-wise, so that's a good thing. And now, as far as the Newport Music Festival is concerned, you are the biggie. You're opening up, right?
We are. We're the opening night concert with the featured group. We're doing the second half of the festival.
And who is we, actually? We should explain that to the audience.
Yes. I direct a group called Ecclesia Consort. It's about 22 years old. I founded it in 1992. And in fact, we celebrated the beginning of our 20th season back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually kicked off that year with the B minor Mass performance, which I think you're going to play in a little while. But it's a choral group. And we focus mainly on sacred choral music. And that was born out of sort of frustration, wanting to do great choral literature. And finding it difficult to do so with amateur church choirs, as willing and desirous as they are to do great mm-hmm. music, it's a challenge to perform complicated sacred choral music.
Sure.
So Ecclesia Consort is an audition group. Most of the people in Ecclesia Consort are highly trained vocalists and singers and lots of experience, some of them. And also we're always bringing on young people, too, that have tremendous talent and good voices. And who grow up in our culture.
So I'm in trouble on both fronts. I'm not a young person and I'm not a trained musician. So see, I would be in trouble with your group. But
you probably would be fine talking with you. You sound like
we'd
you
work
know what
something
you're talking
out,
about.
Right? Yeah, we'd work something out. All right. Let's get to the festival itself. And you mentioned the B-flat minor piece.
Oh, the B minor massive.
I'm sorry, the B minor. See, I'm still in B flat. I'm singing a different song.
You've already brought us down a step.
Right.
Well, we're not performing the B minor Mass in the festival.
Okay.
But we have two concerts that we're singing in this there. I think it's their 45th season. They're mm-hmm. calling it the Sapphire season of the festival. And we're so excited. The very, very first concert is on July 10th at 8 o'clock at Portsmouth Abbey Auditorium. And that is also a kickoff program. They call it the pre-festival concert.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been brought in to provide sort of the background music. Not background music, but it will be a concert. Before the concert is a garden party at 6:30, I think. And that is a ticketed event to raise money, in honor of Mark Malkovich III, who, we miss deeply and dearly, dearly beloved friend of so many people here in Rhode Island. But the concert fund at Portsmouth Abbey is what this will be raising money for. And, you know, so we're doing sacred in the first half. We're doing the Papea Macelli Mass of Palestrina. And then we're doing two settings of Ave Maria, one by Palestrina, his five-voice setting, actually, which I think he'll be playing tonight. And then also, because it's Verdi and Wagner, the year is sort of christened that at the festival, we're doing his beautiful Ave Maria, Verdi's Ave Maria. Mm-hmm. And that will close off the first half. The second half is all folk songs.
Interesting transition. What pieces are we going to listen to right now?
Well, I think just to get an idea of what Ecclesia is capable of, we're going to start with our 20th anniversary performance of the B minor Mass, which we performed with Period Orchestra and tremendously gifted players and soloists. And that was in September of 2011. So I have some tracks for you to play on that. From that, we're going to start with the Gloria, and that's going to segue right into the Et in Terra Pax, and those are the words: glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill.
All right, we'll listen to that now.
Hey!
beautiful music, which is always part of the Newport Music Festival. And Pierre, tell us what this next piece that you have for us is going to be.
Yes. The next work is the final movement of that same mass of Bach, his colossal B minor mass. The final movement is the Dona Nobis Pacem, Grant Us Peace.
We will listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival highlights. Welcome back to WCRI Music Festival Series. I'm your host, Mike Maino. Tonight, we're pleased to have as a guest in our studio, Pierre Massey, with the Newport Music Festival. Pierre has been kind enough to spend the evening with us, bringing us some great music, talking about the festival. And the festival has been going on a long, long time. And my involvement, of course, was with Mark Malkovich. We called him The third,
yeah.
And unfortunately passed away a few years back, but what a great guy, and has such a legacy at the festival. And I know his son is carrying it on, and that's how you've been involved, right?
Yes, Mark the Four. His son is doing a brilliant job. Could not be more wonderful to work with. He's very, very open. He's allowed us to plan these programs ourselves.
And pick some of the music yourself. He
yes.
gives you the general, hires the artist and says, tell me what we want to work out here.
Yeah, right? That second program we're doing at the Breakers is...
And that's going to be on the 12th?
That's the 12th at 9 o'clock, and we're the second half.
All right.
Ecclesia Consort. And it's all opera choruses. We're doing 9 beloved. People will know these tunes. We're doing Verdi. We're doing some Wagner, Donizetti, Mozart. We open with a Purcell from Dido and Aeneas. And, and we're ending with a drinking song from Verdi's La Traviata, which two wonderful soloists, I must say, too.
It's too bad you couldn't have had a more formal surroundings than the Breakers.
Yeah, it's a little, yeah, we wish that, it's a little, I'm just teasing.
That is,
it's perfectly suited to the especially the Brindisi that we're doing last on the program.
It's a beautiful building if you've never been, and here's your chance to see the Breakers and listen to some beautiful music. I know it's a great spot to sing to. I sang there for, I think it was 15 or 16 years.
Did you really?
Christmas. We did a holiday concert there.
That's right.
So it's a great spot. So
yeah, I love how the mansion opens itself up to the holiday.
Right.
The trees and the poinsettias and the groups coming in to sing.
They probably won't be there in July. But
no, they could be there in July. That's
not
right.
The poinsettias anyway. But all right, tell us this next piece. This is from the same.
These first 5 are all from the first, from the Mass, the B minor Mass of, and these are all recorded live. Most of our recordings are live. We haven't done any studio work. This is the Crucifixus, the crucifixion of Jesus.
Beautiful presentation. Pierre, tell us about this next piece that follows right along after that.
Yeah. In the score, Bach has written segue, which means just follow, just go right into. And the Et Resurrexit is the resurrection from the Creed, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And Bach sets that in music.
Things we just want to clarify is that the first program you're going to be doing at the festival is going to be all a cappella, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Which is my style. There you go. I like that.
Nothing like it.
But nothing like a cappella. And then later on, your program will be accompanied by a pianist.
Yes, Gregorios Zamparas, who is the festival pianist and an extraordinary musician. And this will be our first time working with him, but I have listened to him online. And he is one of those geniuses. The festival has, I think, some 60 concerts.
Right.
In which he will probably be playing in
most of them.
90% of them, at least. And he has only just within weeks been given a big box of music for all of these pieces.
I know in the past when I've gone to the concerts, the accompanist always looks like they're accompanying for just that particular person or that particular group.
And this is that tremendous gift that some people have. It used to be Tom Reinke, who was for years the festival accompanist, and he could play anything at sight perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And astonishing gift. We did the Saint-Saëns Christmas Oratorio 1 year, but then we also did a work that is seldom performed. It's called the Deluge, the Flood.
Okay.
Noah's right. Flood.
Right.
And in English, it's originally in French. And we received the scores from Mark Malkovich III, and we started working on it. And it's that kind of thing, bum, ba-da-dum, ba-ba-bum, ba-da-dum, ba-ba-dum, ba. The water's rising and rising.
Right. But the accompaniment,
the orchestral accompaniment to that was sort of and all through these keys, and we're singing, but we didn't use an accompanist in our rehearsal. We learned all the choral parts, and we came to our first rehearsal, which I felt very, very bad for Tom, because we were at St. George's Chapel, and the piano had just been brought in. He had not been given the score yet.
Wow.
Some little mix mix up. And so one of the singers handed him his score and put it down, and I was terrified. I thought, I was sweating, and I thought, you know, there's no way he can, I mean, who can play this? Because it's page after page after page of these colossal difficulty. Mm-hmm. And he sat, and he goes, not a problem. And he had his legs crossed at one point. And he was just crouching at the piano as he was wont to do. And he just tore into it while we sang. And we just couldn't believe our ears, you know. I mean, and this was the, and I'm certain that Gregorius is the same type.
Same
of
caliber, right?
Caliber of ability. Yeah. And very, very delightful. I've worked with him in communication. We're very excited about collaborating on this. By the way, in that second concert, we're going to be working with two new singers to the festival. Maria Ferrante, a Worcester-based soprano, and Matthew Di Battista, both of them in the Worcester-Boston area.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful careers, young soprano and tenor. When I say young, I think maybe in their 40s, but
young to you and I.
Yeah, young to me now. Yeah, in my 50s. So their websites are just beautiful singing. And excellent. They will be singing in a few of the opera choruses with us.
All right. We're going to stick with your CDs, but a different one now.
Yes.
And this was recorded this past year.
Yes, this is Palestrina.
Okay.
And we did the Mass, Pope Marcellus Mass, which we will be performing on July 10th in the festival. And then we'll also be singing this five-part Ave Maria by Palestrina.
And that's what we're going to listen to now?
We'll listen to that right now.
We'll do that, then take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to WCRI's presentation of its music festival series featuring the Newport Music Festival. I'm your host, Mike Maino, and we are talking with Pierre, who is telling us all about some wonderful things that will be happening during the festival, specifically the opening on July 10th and 12th, and his group's involvement there. And Pierre, this next piece you're going to play for us is a piece you'll be performing, correct?
Right. You heard the Ave Maria of Palestrina. We're doing two Ave Marias. This is Verdi's, Giuseppe Verdi's setting. He wrote this piece never intending to publish it. He entered into a competition. He was well into his compositional career. And it was a setting, someone said, the competition was set to this scale. It was called the enigmatic scale. Very, very difficult scale to sing, actually. Ascending slow, 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 chromatically, and then sometimes whole steps and big wide open seconds. And then descending chromatically as well, and ever so slowly, and trying to stay in tune. And then he treats this in four sections. Each voice part has the scale, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, not in that order. And what he writes around this very complicated scale is some of the most extraordinary choral music ever composed. I'm convinced of it. And now that we're working on it and really digging into this music, we are all astonished at the writing. This performance is Joe Flummerfelt, one of the greats choral conductors in the world today. He's conducting the Westminster Choir here in the recording Heaven to Earth. I was very, very privileged at Westminster Choir College. I sang in the Westminster Choir for a year.
Wow.
Yeah. This is, and Joe and I are dear friends, and only in the last few years, actually, have we sort of rekindled through shared music, but now he's a friend of my wife and me, and he comes to our home and we visit him in the Berkshires, and he'll be coming to the festival to hear the first concert. Actually, we're doing his setting of Danny Boy in that concert, and I've actually asked him to conduct us.
Excellent.
And he's agreed. So
all right, well, let's listen to this now, and then we'll be back and wrap it up.
Thank you.
Pierre, I want to thank you for coming in this evening. It's been great listening to the music you provided for us. Beautiful, beautiful music. And this next one is going to change pace a little bit, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. I want to talk about your group and tell us again the name and some of the people that might be involved with your group.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. Really appreciate that. It's an honor to work with these people. These are my friends now. I know so many of them personally. And we share great joy and love of music. Mm-hmm. There's one gal in particular in the group I asked to do our very first piece in the Breakers. We'll be doing a Purcell chorus with Drooping Wings. And that it follows the death of Dido, who laments that she is going to die. And we sing this beautiful chorus at the end of that. But yesterday, she and I worked together for the first time on it. And I was just taken aback by the depth of her singing. And I've known this about her for a long time, but this is perhaps one of the greatest arias, recitatives and arias written in the style in opera. And it's no small task to do it. And Corey McLean is the gal who is going to be the first voice heard, really, in the festival. So I'm very happy for her. I asked her to do it some months ago, and she said, "Oh, Pierre, really?" And I said, "Corey, really?" And I am so delighted now that we've worked together once on it. I could hear her in my ear, but now what she's done with the music is extraordinary. So I'm very excited for the audience for that. And then I did like to mention this wonderful group of seven people from one family who has joined ranks with Ecclesia in the last 4 or 5 years.
Seven from one family. All in the group?
Yes. Mother, Fran, and her six. We've got three basses, a countertenor, a soprano, and a tenor. So, and all of them, now what they do in their family is they stand around in a circle and sing through Palestrina masses and works of Byrd and, great Renaissance composers and sing through this stuff. Because it's the DNA is all the same, perhaps. It's just the blend is
right.
Amazing.
Always makes a difference. So
they'll actually be heard. Four of them will be heard in the Mass of Palestrina. They do the Crucifixo section of that Mass, and it's just extraordinary.
And their names?
The Garapi family.
The Garapi family.
The Garapi family.
Go.
Thank you for...
From Lincoln?
No, they're from the Burrillville area.
So and half the population of Burrillville is
yeah,
in
your group. Someone said to me, "Well, gee, when if they ever left your choir, you'd be in a real quandary," and that's true. So the seven of them, we make up 33 altogether, but they're a big part of the success of the group, and they come in with this fresh energy, and it's wonderful to have very young people. They're young. The youngest is a soprano, and she is, I think, 13 or 14.
Oh,
and
okay.
Rachel is a dynamo.
So there's no age limit. Necessarily, one way or the other.
No,
in the
we
group.
Have two. We have two young gals singing with us. Both of them excellent singers and musicians. So no, there's no age limit. I mean, voices are voices, and you get what you, whatever's out there. And the earlier the better, because then you allow these people a chance to sing great music. And we need to populate this culture with some good basses and tenors and sopranos.
Is there a website people can go to?
Absolutely.
For your group?
Yes, we are www.ecclesiaconsort.com.
I think you should spell that.
Yes, ECCLESIA.
All
consort,
right.
CONSORT.
.org.
.org.
All yes. right, great. So you can find out more about that and listen.
We have some nice tracks on there. People can listen to us.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you for coming in, and I'd like you to introduce this last piece, which you've called Old Folks Home.
Old Folks at Home.
Oh, yeah.
A folk song. This is, the Stephen Foster. Actually, I think it is now the state song of Florida, but you'll recognize this tune, everyone. This is sung again by the Westminster Choir. We'll be doing this setting of it in the July 10th concert.
All right, here we go. Enjoy, everyone, and make sure you make it out to the Newport Music Festival.